Greetings there, Tiger Sports fans, and welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Sports Network Extra. I'm here with sophomore swimmer Molly Gustafson. Molly, say hello to everybody.
Hello, Tigers.
So, Molly, you're from out of state. In fact, you're from the Northeast, Connecticut, correct?
Yep,
what
Connecticut.
What is the difference? What do you like and dislike about the Midwest, having been here for roughly a year and a half now?
I really like the people. That's what made me come here. It was the people and how many people said hi to me who didn't know me and actually, from what I thought, took a genuine interest in who I was, and as just a prospective student and recruit. And that's only gotten better since I've been here. I think it must be a Midwest thing, but people are nicer. I mean, people aren't nice at home, but they're a little bit more reserved. Like, I'd never really had anyone say hello to me that didn't know me. So it's really refreshing to be around people who are very open, very kind, and I like being around it a lot better. There are a few things that bug me. One thing is the cornfield treadmill, which is just the lack of mountainous areas around here and
the lack of topography.
Yes, exactly. There you go. At home it's really nice because we're close to the ocean and we're close to the cities and we're close to the mountains and I can go skiing or whatever. And here I can swim and I can be here.
And we've got the Buck Creek Reservoir up north of here. I mean, is that enough of a beach for you, or is that?
Yeah, it is. It's not the ocean, but it's Buck Creek.
Only open probably 3 months out of the year.
Or Buck Creek.
The 3 months that we're not here. Buck Creek, that's right. So, switching gears here to swimming. Last year you were named All-American, the first since, I think you mentioned earlier, it was Sears, I think, was the last swimmer to be an All-American for Wittenberg. Why don't you talk about that, what that experience was like?
It was a crazy experience. It was something that was really unexpected. I didn't even plan on swimming in college. I wasn't even sure if I was going to swim my senior year in high school. And I ended up swimming and applied to Wittenberg, got into Wittenberg, I think, before I even decided, oh, maybe I'll send in my swimming times. And I did a recruiting visit and all of that. And that's when I really decided that I loved Wittenberg. I didn't fall in love with Wittenberg, until I stayed over and on my recruiting visit and met some really great people and decided that was what I wanted to do. And I was still really unsure about swimming, and I came in and then realized that D3 swimming doesn't mean that it's D3 training, and I quickly realized that it was D1 training. I mean, it was really difficult. The first 3 weeks of swimming are some of the hardest weeks, especially when you're a freshman, because you come in to, it's almost like waking up to a kick in the throat and you realize how difficult it is. But with the team, it's kind of like, okay, well, what do I do? Do I stick with it? Or I was really torn at that point, but then I realized all of my great friends that I had met at the beginning of my freshman year were all in the swim team and they were all supportive, great, and we were all going through it together. And so throughout that year, that was kind of what kept me going. I needed the team, and I don't know, that was what kept me going anyway. So going towards nationals, we trained in Florida, which that was actually the hardest training I've had in my entire life. I mean, 2-day practices with dry land and all of that. And after Florida, my time started getting faster because we trained so hard. And every time I swam, I almost had a lifetime best. And it was completely unexpected. I didn't even think I would swim. I don't really care that much about my times. It's just a matter of if I can make it through practice. And so I swam at Kenyon at a dual meet, and Kenyon has a beautiful pool, and I swam 105, which was, I think, 2 seconds faster than my fastest time ever. So I was really excited about it, but I didn't realize it broke the record, and then I made nationals. But we weren't sure at the time, so we had to wait. After a conference meet, we had to wait for, almost a month of training, and I wasn't sure if I had made nationals yet, because we had to wait for all of the other national conferences to come in and for their times to come in so that we would know if mine would make it. And it turned out that my time didn't make it. I was the first alternate. I think it was 18th place. And so I booked my flight home for spring break, which I was actually you know, that's fine. But it was frustrating because, you know, training a whole month after our season that started in mid-September was really frustrating, realizing that it was all kind of towards, like, nothing. But then I spent, like, 3 days at home being a complete couch potato because I thought I had nothing to do. My coach called me and said that I made nationals because one girl dropped out and I got in because I was right at the last, like, alternate spot. So that was really an unexpected call. Just like I said, unexpected everything was. So I was like, okay, well, great. Now what do I do? Nationals is when I'm sitting on my couch at home. And so I went to our nearby pool. My mom coached me for the rest of the week. And then I came back here and we started to train again. And then we left. And when I went to nationals, it was awesome. It was cool being around so many, like, really dedicated athletes. I mean, I think that's the difference between Division III and Division I. People who are there for Division III are truly doing it for the sport. It's not for money. It's not for anything. It's just because you can and you want to. And it took a lot to get there for all of them. And so it was cool being around everyone. I almost felt like I was swimming faster just because I had to keep up with everyone there. But I kind of didn't think that I was as good as anyone else there because it was just like I just happened to fall into that spot that someone dropped out. So I didn't think I would, you know, whatever. And then when I swam, I ended up dropping like 10 places maybe. I don't know. I got seventh anyways, and I swam like a 103. And we found out I was an All-American, and it was awesome. It was a cool experience. It was awesome.
It sounds like a heck of a freshman year.
Yeah.
So now fast-forwarding to sophomore year. The ladies team especially seems to be having a great season with the Wittenberg Tigers swimming and diving program. What can you say about your teammates' efforts, your efforts this year? How has it been different than other years rather than last year?
This year has been really different. In a good way, though, I finally found out how I can manage swimming and without crying during practice when it gets extremely hard. But my teammates, like, I really love the team, and I loved them last year. I mean, that's what kept me there last year. But this year, I feel like I can do a lot with the incoming freshman or with the freshman who came in this year. It's really great bond that we have, and I think that this year, since the shock was gone, now I'm just sort of realizing how well we work together and how, like, I know a practice will be difficult, but I know that I can go to Panera with the rest of our team afterwards, and then I'll be done with my practice and I can get on with my life. So it's really refreshing, like, knowing that, like, okay, it's not the end of the world if we have, like, a set of 2100s. It's really not that bad. And I think our team, like, our dynamic is great. We all get along. We really do. I mean, and we're really supportive of each other. The seniors this year have also been great. We have I don't know how many girls, but a lot more than last year for seniors. It's going to be rough missing them next year, but they're really leaders, and everyone has such a great, like, attitude towards it, and I think that we've just been really, like, positive pushing through it, and that's what's helped us towards our undefeated. Well, we're pretty much undefeated. I mean, Kenyon and Dennison don't count because they're going to win every year, but also the incoming freshmen and then a transfer, Claire Shannon, they're great. I mean, they have really fast times. They're really hard workers. They were a great addition to the team. So it's just been a not lucky year. We've worked for it, but it's been a great year.
So, Molly, you're involved a lot with the program Bloom Africa, which was actually started by a Wittenberg alumni, Andrew Steele, here just a couple of years ago. How did you get involved with Bloom Africa, and what do you do now to help their efforts?
I met Andrew while we were in Africa when I went on the Lesotho trip this summer, or this past summer, for about a month. We were there, and we did a lot of service work, and it really opened my eyes towards everything. I mean, it just gave me a completely new perspective on the world and how much we can really do for other people that we don't realize, and how much other people can change you, too. But Bloom Africa, we sort of found out about it while we were there, and then it was sort of a way out when we got back to still give back while we weren't in Africa, and you know, you're at school and you're busy and you feel guilty for not being able to do as much as you thought you could when you came back. It's really a great way for students to still give back even though they're busy with everything at school. So that was a really like great thing for me to find out about, and I really like, I know a lot of, I guess, like a lot of people who are involved in it, and I helped out with the golf outing, and then since then I've talked to them a lot. I know Michael Lacagnan, he's working on making it a campus organization so that students can become more involved, but I really like haven't done too much for it other than try and do what I can.
So there you have it, folks. Molly Gustafson, the superhero in the pool, in the classroom, and across continents here, too. Molly, thanks a lot for your time, for talking with me and Tiger Sports Nation. We've really enjoyed having you on here.
Thanks. I enjoyed being here.
So tune in next week, Tiger Sports fans, as we talk to our next interviewee, which will be actually a pair of interviewees, Jarrett and Kyler Cowgill, the twins of the cross-country and track team, the senior twins. But for now, enjoy the rest of your week and have a great Groundhog's Day.